Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. America's cities are filled with criminals who prey upon the innocent. Women in many major cities in the United States are fearful of going to shopping centers at night. They are afraid to walk to their automobiles for fear of being robbed or shot or both. Some department stores are providing escorts for their customers. What a tragedy that we must watch every step we take in some of our cities and towns to keep from being mugged or killed. The wise man Solomon knew about robbers and thugs nearly 3,000 years ago. He warned, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, 'Come with us,' let us lie in wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit." Proverbs 1:10-12. We are disturbed when gang members in various cities kill each other, especially when those killing and those being killed are little more than babies. I have read where 12 and 14-year-old children carry sawed-off shotguns or automatic rifles and do not hesitate for one moment to kill whoever gets in their way. Solomon mentions that some lie in wait for blood. They lurk privily for those who are innocent of any crime. Many criminals, both young and old, kill indiscriminately. They are angry at society as a whole, and not at any particular individual. When they participate in robberies or other vicious crimes, they often kill anyone who happens to come by. They know they are not likely to be caught or to be punished if they are caught. When there are witnesses to their acts of violence, they try to eliminate all the witnesses to prevent their testifying against them in a court of law. Have you ever wondered how 12 and 14-year-olds can become so hardened to killing and robbing? What has happened in their homes or in society in general, which has made them so insensitive to the sacredness of all human life? What have their parents taught them, or failed to teach them, which allows them to maim and to kill innocent people? Is it possible they have seen brutal killings on television or in the movies? Would young people or older ones actually imitate their heroes, such as Clint Eastwood and Arnold Schwarzenegger? Surely no one is adversely influenced by what they see and read. Perish the thought. Some people rob and kill for the thrill involved. Others commit violent crimes in order to feed their drug habit or to keep from having to work for a living. The violent sinners of whom Solomon wrote looked for wealth without having to earn it. Please listen to those who would entice others into crime and violence. "We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil." Proverbs 1:13. How discouraging it must be to work hard for what we need or want, and then to have thieves and scoundrels to steal it. Very few of us have escaped the ravages of such criminals. The criminal element in society continues to look for others to join in their nefarious activities. They plead with the unwary, "Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse." Proverbs 1:14. Millions of young people and older ones fall for this stupid invitation to commit crime. But they're often abused when they join the gangs in our cities. Besides, they may not live long enough to enjoy the fruit of their ungodly activities. They may die either at the hands of the police or of their own partners in crime. It is a dangerous and destructive business. Solomon pleads, "My son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain your foot from their path." Proverbs 1:15. Young people, please listen to the inspired advice of the sacred scriptures. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.